While we must and will win this war, we should also remember the high price that will be paid if the very foundation of modern society is destroyed.
George Clooney's character, Frank Stokes, is talking about the works of art he and his platoon are trying to protect from the Nazis in the movie The Monuments Men. The film is based on a book of the same name written by Robert Edsel. He's written three books on the subject and will be in the Valley this weekend to talk about it. Edsel says it's amazing that more than half a century after World War II, there's a major part of the war that we don't know much about.
The idea of us going to museums and churches and looking at these things today and never wondering where were they during World War II and who were the people that saved them. And it was a question I kind of tripped over when I was living in Florence in 1996, and I didn't know the answer. And I've, in the many years that have passed, asked many, many people, and people shrug their shoulders and say, well, that's a great question. What's the answer? So that's really where it began, was just out of curiosity.
Was it difficult to find the answers?
It was initially, because one of the things that stunned me, World War II is the most documented photographed event in history, and yet there was no book that told this story through images, and it's such a visual story with works of art by, you know, that everybody knows. I mean, whether people like art or not, they're just transcendent. You know, we're talking about works including the Mona Lisa, which has moved around the countryside in France six separate occasions before finally being returned to Paris, the Last Supper almost destroyed by a British bomb by accident, the David entombed in brick. I mean, these are things everybody knows about. And that's why the first book I published, Rescuing Da Vinci, was a photographic telling of the story. But I realized I still wasn't telling the beating heart of the story, which is these men and women who volunteered for service during World War II and why they did what they did.
We have heard of people doing this kind of thing since World War II, most notably, I think, in Iraq and other parts of the Middle East. Do you think that what the Monuments Men and Women did during World War II sort of set the stage for some of the efforts in following conflicts?
Well, there's no question that Monuments officers stay in Europe until 1951. Their work at the end of the war is really just beginning. In 1954, there were laws, the Hague Convention, that placed a requirement on all countries to have some effort to preserve the cultural treasures in their own country. The problem was countries that signed it, including the United States, Syria, and others, you know, it just doesn't have any teeth. And unfortunately for our country, in the aftermath of the American-led invasion in 2003, our leaders forgot this important legacy that was left to us. And we didn't have cultural preservation officers. We didn't have monuments men and women there with the troops during the invasion of Iraq. And there were horrible destructions to the museum and the National Library and archives. So that's part of the work, not just of the books I've written, but the Monuments Men Foundation, which I'm the chairman of, to raise worldwide awareness and reestablish these high standards for the protection of cultural treasures during war.
Robert Edsel, author of The Monuments Men, as well as other books about the discovery and survival of artwork during World War II. He'll be speaking at the Tempe Center for the Arts Sunday evening in an event put on by the Phoenix Art Museum.